Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is Good Friday. I am your host, Jay. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. Thank you guys for continuing to support yet another great show because we have so many things that we need to get accomplished in the community. Number to call is 515-602-9653. And number again is 515-602-9653. On today's show, we're going to talk to none other, very talented Mr. Sax Life. One of the members of Platinum Vibe. He's going to come on to discuss the upcoming event that they got going on. That is April the 28th at the Legacy Event Center. So you don't want to miss that interview. You don't want to miss what they got going on. And subsequently, they have they're coming out on the 30th of this month. And it is also going to be at the Legacy Event Center. So you don't want to miss that. I really urge you to come support these guys because they are very, very, very good, very talented. They got a lot going on. They got a lot of good music that they can offer in any situation. Number to call is 515-609-653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the our community. As you guys know that I have a huge love for doing what's right in our community and make sure that we can get the right things going on in our community. Our young people, that is, do not suffer. Our young people will end up doing the right things because we have laid the blueprint for them. But if we don't leave that blueprint down for them, they will not get to do the things. They will be suffering and they will be hurting. And as I told you before, part of any failures to our young people, if it's something that we can stop right now. And I also want to talk a little bit about support systems. Do we have those support systems that we really need to have? And if not, why not? Why don't we have those support systems? Why don't we, or why can't we go to those people that say they are with us and us the support we need? And we need to understand, I just told someone this, and if they're listening to the show, they know what I'm talking about, but I just told someone this. You have to understand people are in your life for a season. I had to understand that because that was such a hard pill to swallow. But we're going to talk about that because 515-602-9653. I am going to open the phone lines. Definitely want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you want to do because today is the day that we have a free Friday. That's what we used to call them. We continue to call them that. Number to call is 515-602-653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, in the day with Jay.
I feel the haze of life surrounding me.
A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beam. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Her wind, it going gets rough, you tuck it in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring, I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. After cut, they got you over the hump, plus it bumps. The speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I'll push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging the 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna think and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Number 515-2963. That number again is 515-2963. I want to let you know a little bit before I get to really run in my mouth. The all-new J Radio podcast. You guys check them out. They're little short podcasts, little short work of wisdom. Hopefully, I hope what I'm giving you and little stories that maybe you can relate to that might help you through your day or whatever the case may be. That is what the All New J Radio Show podcast is about. And they are on all kind of platforms, guys. You can get them on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, and the newest, which I am really proud of this platform, you can get them on Amazon, that is Amazon and Audible. All you have to do is Alexa, you want to listen to the J Radio Show, the All J Radio Show podcast, and she'll pull it up, and you can listen to for free on demand every week or every other day, something like that, the new episode that will be floating around. So guys, go check them out. It's really nothing, some motivational stories, motivational issues, but issues that we need a little motivation to correct. Just little short somethings that most people don't think about or think about that they don't want to say anything about. And I think that you would like those podcasts. Hey, Robert, what's going on, man? I got to have you back on. Also, we were talking a little bit about earlier, was talking about friends. It was talking about how, you know, some people are for a season. I had to learn that the hard way, y'all. And I'm not going to tell you that it did not break my spirit a little bit, but when people that you think are your friends show you that you're really not that important to them, it can take a lot out of you, especially if you invested yourself in that person being. You know, you really looked up that person, or, you know, you just felt a camaraderie that was genuine. And when you find out the person does not feel that same way, or the feeling's not reciprocated, then it takes a lot out. But I had someone tell me that people in your life for a season. Now, not all people. There's some people that ride with you your entire life. Some people that meet you midlife and ride with you until they can't ride with you anymore. But then some people that ride with you until they have gotten what they needed and they go on about their business. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But it happens. It happens to a lot of people. It happened to me. And I can tell you that if it wasn't for the good people that I had around me, surrounding me, then I probably would have succumbed to feeling down on myself and feeling other ways about myself, because it affected me that way. But just so you know, it didn't work. You weren't able to get me. You weren't able to make me fall. You weren't able to make me crumble. You weren't able to make me feel alive. I could not go on. I accepted the fact that you did not want to be around me anymore. I accepted the fact that you did not want to call yourself a friend. I accepted that. It is what it is. And I have to look at things like that in that way. And I need for you to do the same, because there are people out there that will try their best to bring you down. And there are people out there who will say they are with you, but will show you the complete opposite. And you need to really, really understand that people do those things to you. Nothing good is going to happen with them. Nothing good is going to come to them. And I promise you, they will get what they deserve or come to them. They will get what they earned in the end. Because karma is real, y'all. Karma is very real. And it don't skip. It might take some time. And I might never know, which I don't want to know. But when karma catches up to the ones that have done you wrong, you just acknowledge it and you keep going. You acknowledge keep on going. Talk a little bit more about it in a little bit. But first, I want to bring on the show a brother that has like really, really shown me nothing but true love and has shown me that they have a knack for music that is undeniably strong. And I really appreciate seeing and hearing this individual playing at the Independent Artist Festival. I really am excited that this individual has joined the group Platinum Vibes, which you guys have no idea. We're getting ready to do the thing real big. So, Robert, I need you to go ahead and book them for your victory party because we know it's coming. At headquarters, this is where they need to be playing for you that night. All right? We'll talk about that if it can happen. Without further ado, I'm going to bring to the show none other than my man, Sax Life, who is now a member of Platinum Vibes. Sax Life, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, bro?
Man, welcome to the show. Today? Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm doing, man. I'm doing.
I'm so glad to hear that. First of all, I want
to
give... Hello? first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my Platinum Vibes brothers, DT, Six, Mr. Bass, The Gift, and my big bro, CJ Radio.
I think we missed half of them. Try to cut out on us.
Okay, let's see. DT, The Gift, Six, Mr. Bay, and the big homie, J Radio. Did you hear that?
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'll give you guys the round of applause. Cause y'all deserve that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
I'm
up in the lab.
Up in the lab listening to some music, man. You know how I do.
Yeah. So now there's an event coming up on the 20th, and you guys are playing in it. Can you tell us just a little bit about where it's going to be at?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a Legacy Event Center, the 28th. It's going to be for a lady that I respect and have always admired, Michelle Littlejohn. It's going to be something amazing. The flyers are going to hit soon. All I'm going to tell you is this is going to set Gastonia on the map. That's all I'm going to say.
On the map?
On the map. This is going to, when I tell you, this is going to change the game right here.
Oh, man, that's what's up. So some of that energy we heard at the Independent Artist Festival, we're going to hear all that energy that night, huh?
Well, I'm going to say this. One thing people are going to learn about Platinum Vibes, we just not one genre of music. And people are going to learn that.
I feel you. So what has Platinum Vibes been getting into, man, other than, you know, getting ready for this?
Man, far as Platinum Vibes, man, I mean, the spectrum is unbelievable, man. You know, since we did the Independent Artist Festival, man, it's just been going straight up, you know. You know, before then I was doing solo work and, you know, doing my own thing, and then with meeting Platinum Vibes, it changed the whole entire game. And, you know, we just have some big things on the way. We have a event the 28th, which you spoke of. We also have another event after that, the 30th. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag yet, but if you want to
talk
to me.
Okay. Talk about it.
All right. Platinum Vibes will be at Legacy Event Center Saturday night. Now, those that didn't get to hear us at the Independent Art Festival, you don't have any excuses now. We're going to be at Legacy Event Center that Saturday night. Tickets are $10 at the door. When you come in, just come in and be ready to have a good time.
That's right. That's right. So, Sax, let me ask you a question. I know that you guys played together at the Independent Artist Festival. What is the overall, I guess, what is the temperature of the people so far since you guys performed at the festival? How was the feedback like?
Well, honestly, I've heard people that love Platinum Vibes, you know. Being from the Gaston County area, there are other bands there. And shout out to those bands as well, because being a musician, I feel like this, that all musicians should get along, because we all have one common goal, and that's to make good music.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I need for y'all to get Grateful, boy, because Grateful is on fire right now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are on fire. They when I tell you they did it, they sang at the Independent Art Festival, it was unreal. Those guys have so much energy. They have so much enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But the whole Independent Art Festival, the artists on there, it was like being at the Grammys, honestly, to me. Those were the type of performance that was there. Independent artists on that certain level. So,
yeah.
You know, but Platinum
Vibes,
we just doing our thing, you know. We looking straight ahead. We staying in our lane. And the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. So,
yes, sir.
A handful of bands in the Gastonia area, right?
Yes.
And with that being said, you think Platinum stands up there with the elite, or do you think Platinum Vibes is the elite?
All I'm going to say is a saying my grandpa used to say a long time ago. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
I'm not going to get on here and say things and come off as arrogant or nothing like this, but I will tell you this. I put Platinum Vibes up against any of the bands in the Gaston County area right now.
Hill on here, he said, we the elite.
I just keep it real.
Hey, you know what? When you guys first got the man, y'all start vibing, man. I was like, you know what? This is something real special here. This is something real special because I know musicians can get together and can start jamming together, whatever the case may be, and they've never played with each other. But this type of that I've seen Platinum Vibes is something I haven't seen in a very long time, even if you guys is like a hand in glove, man. I mean, and those people don't understand where I'm coming from. You need to come out to one of those, not both of them, and you'll get the same feeling that I'm feeling. You know why I'm saying some of the things I'm saying now. Because, I mean, y'all are some talented brothers.
Brother, I appreciate you saying that. And I want to also say this. There would not be the entity of Platinum Vibes right now, the right now Platinum Vibes, if it had not been for J Radio. He introduced me to Platinum Vibes, and I guess, like they say, the rest is history.
Yeah, and it's going to go down in history, too. Whether those who are hating want to see this or not, it's going to go down in history. I think that you guys are definitely talk of the town. I think after they see it, these first two shows, the first show that's next week that you guys are going to be playing, really not a show, but you guys are going to be playing, they're having at the Legacy Event Center, which, you know, Cheryl Leon is going to come on the show next week and talk about it. Very excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag with that. But it's some national international exposure that's coming to Gastonia and coming right there at the Legacy Event Center. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of heads turned when they see what's going on. And who's going to be right in the middle with entertainment? None other than Platinum Vibe. So you guys to come out and get a feel for how you get down with their tools and their instruments and their gifts and crafts, however you want to say it. You got to understand how they get down. And then you're going to be really entertained. You get your ticket for April the 30th, and that is going to be at the Legacy Event. Also for Platinum Vibes, an exclusive Platinum Vibes session. And they're ready to bring the house down that night. So you come on over to Legacy, get your a drink on, get your eat on, and just listen to some very, very good, exceptional, that is not good, some exceptional that Platinum Vibes is going to offer.
Saturday night, all I'm going to say is this. We're going to take you on a musical journey through all the eras. And when you leave, you'll know who Platinum Vibes is. Quick spoiler, there will be Platinum Vibes.
Yeah, you're going to also be.
Go ahead.
And you also going to be asking when the next time you can go hear them play.
That's correct. But quick spoiler, Platinum Vibes merchandise will be out pretty soon. So if you want to get the shirts, the hats, the bumper stickers, you'll have that opportunity.
That's right. That's right. What could they expect out of you that night?
What can they expect out of me that night? Well, the 28th, I'm going to do what I do. But Saturday night, I give this open invitation to the Gas House. Gaston County, Mecklenburg, Shelby, I want you all to come and witness the movement known as Platinum Vibes.
Boy, that's a commercial. You know that? It's like a commercial. So what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing this Easter, brother? What are you doing this Easter weekend? You know, I know you're probably celebrating with the fam. But how does this feel, as I should say, spiritually, with everything that's going on? Do you think that this is special Easter or not? Or do you just think that this is I know Easter is special, but do you think there's a special something behind this Easter?
I'm gonna say it like this here. I grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is Resurrection Weekend, but to me, it goes a whole lot deeper. Through all my trials and tribulations in my life, the Williams brothers made a song, "I'm Still Here."
Right.
So I take it very strongly this Easter. You know, I've taken it in, and in the resurrection, meaning you know the spiritual level and also the mental level. You know, I've been resurrected to an extent.
Now that's interesting. Hey, stick around with me. Let's take a quick break, and I want to dive into that where you said you have been resurrected, and we're gonna talk about that because I think that there's some people out there that probably need to hear that. So
yes.
Stick around with me, all right?
I will.
All right. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. You make me feel, and I'll stop.
trying to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. Trying to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
Make it rain dollars, all you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5's on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. Go hard like oatmeal, left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood, you never round, kinda like a football. It can't be,
what?
You hate me,
nah.
You should hate yourself for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead and withdraw like crack fiend.
I'm trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
You must know I am for show, and you an actor, you just for show. Bitch, you wouldn't squeeze lemonades, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I'll still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head, it's like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving, tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Real quick, I want to thank Little Arkansas, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, South Philly, Gastonia, of course, in the surrounding area, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, out in Seattle. I want to thank all guys for continuing to support the show. Please, 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 and Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. It's a new one, guys. Please continue to support the show. Please, 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 because the show is here, and I have designed this show here for you. You got it on so many different platforms. You have it on iHeartRadio. You have it on Spotify. You have it on iTunes. You have it on Audible. You have it on Amazon Music. So please go and check the show out. Check the all-new J Radio Show podcast. All I want is a click, like, and follow. That's all I want. I don't want any money. Don't want this. Don't want that. I just want to click, like, and follow. That's all I have to do so that you can be up to date with all the new shows and all the new podcasts that are going to be coming. I got some dynamite podcasts for you. Some great stuff that I think is going to be very, very helpful. And also, you will be able to follow me on my new video of becoming a life coach with Abundantly Developed Roots. You guys, the show will be on that platform also. So I'm going to keep you up to date with that. It launches pretty soon. So just keep up to date with that. So much going on, guys. So much going on. And I am really thankful it is not me. None of it's me. It is all God, and it will always be God. And I appreciate the opportunities and the path that God has put me on and continuing to use me. And I am just a humble servant, and I'm going to continue to be used in any way that I can by God to get the message out and to get those that do not understand what unity, love, and community and neighborhood all means. So you're going to get that in these thick skulls. Now, if you just joined us, we have been talking to another Dan, the incomparable Sax Life, who has joined the group, the phenomenal group of Platinum Vibes, which we plan on the 28th. That is a Thursday. It's the 28th of April in Gastonia, North Carolina at the Legacy Event Center. And they will have their own show on the 30th, a coming out show for them. It's going to be pretty dope. I think you guys need to check it out. Tickets are going to be on sale soon, and you can get tickets at the door. So I promise you, you will not be disappointed in the performance. Now, Sax, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Now, I know you were saying something about you were being resurrected mentally. That is such a profound statement. Let's talk a little bit about it. What does it mean to be mentally resurrected?
To be mentally resurrected means people don't know they can kill you by their tongue in their mouth.
Mm.
They can basically kill you by the things they say to you or about you.
Mm.
That tongue is a dangerous weapon. It's killed plenty of people.
Mm.
What I mean by being resurrected
mentally.
Yes. What I mean by being resurrected is it's your lowest point. But when you humble yourself, that breakthrough comes through. And I believe my breakthrough came through being introduced to Platinum Vibes. They opened up something that was closed inside of me. My drive and my determination for me. Yes.
And you know what? Because I remember me and you having a conversation about a year ago. And I remember you saying that, you know, you weren't feeling the music anymore. You weren't feeling the band. You're tired of people. People had used you, had judged you, and I remember this conversation we have. I'm going to talk about the whole conversation because it was your conversation. But I remember for you to say that you're mentally resurrected now, and you became mentally resurrected when you met Platinum Vibe. That's big. That's big.
Yeah. As being one of the oldest members of Platinum Vibes, being able to, you know, let my wisdom be brought out as far as music catalogs. See, what people fail to realize is I grew up on music. Music has always been my life. Living in Dallas, North Carolina, I would play my sax. Or I can get older. You know, I can take it back older. When I was a little boy, walking up and down the road, singing Michael Jackson songs and Prince songs and wearing my zipper coat. Music has always been an influence in my life. The church, you know, I played in the church for years. you know, and as I got older, you know, my insight changed. I still love going to church, but I also want to bring the music that I have inside of me out. And this is my avenue of doing it. And when you get with
right.
guys that are hungry and on the same page as you, it makes you want to do, man. And this group, I'm not going to call it a group, my brothers, we all on the same page. We all got the same goal. We want to be top of the food chain, honestly.
Yes. I get it. Your struggle and your triumph, it shows in your music. It shows when you play. Just thinking about the festival a couple of weeks ago and just listening to all you guys out there playing, it made my heart so good to see and hear how talented all of you are and how each and every one of you express your feelings through your music. That is the makings of a musical dynasty, a musical genius, just an all-out gifted performer. And you guys show all of that, which is why I am in awe when I hear you guys play, even when you're practicing. You know, I can't stop recording. I got so many recordings, I probably used all the memory on my phone.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you got a bonus because you live with the gift. That guy, when I gave him that nickname, the gift, people don't understand. But when they hear him play, they'll
yeah.
definitely understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm gonna have him on the show. I'm gonna go ahead and give everybody a treat. I'm gonna get on the show and I'm gonna have him play a little bit and talk to him about his motivation. He probably gonna tell you his motivation is me making him mad so he can play and practice. If I make him mad, he practice. So I guess I don't make him mad a lot.
Well, persistence is everything, man. I mean, with every great team, they gotta have a good coach. And I'm gonna just leave it like that.
Oh man, that's wonderful to hear. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah,
I'm just so excited for you right now, man. Till I'm overwhelmed in excitement for you guys because I know what you guys can do. Can't wait for you to have the stage to be able to do that.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, in this day and time, it's not a lot of giving people out there this day and time. You know, you always, if they give you something, they expect something back in return. But when you genuinely find someone that cares about you and they want to see the best for you, that's worth any money in the world.
Right, man. And you know what, Sax, is really hard right now to, it's really hard to, I'm not going to say to be a friend, it's really hard to find a friend that is unconditionally on your side, in your corner, without any strings attached. And, you know, that's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
And for people to not do things like that and not reciprocate that to people who have been good them. You know, I made a post. I know I'm going all over the place. I put a post one time and it said something about, you know, treating people who's good to you. You have to watch how you treat people who's good to you. And you don't want to treat people who's good to you bad. I don't care if it's over money, if it's over relationship, if it's over material type of item, whatever. Good to you, you don't want to treat them bad because no one can walk back on a burning bridge. No one wants to do that. No one wants to, even if the bridge is not burned, nobody wants to have to go back and say, I need you now after you've treated that person really bad, someone that has never treated you bad. So that's why I say to people, you got to watch how you treat people. You cannot treat people any kind of way. And you cannot say things about people that you not say to their face.
That's facts. My grandmother had always said when I was growing up, and I heard my mom, my great-grandma said, you got to be careful how you treat people because you never know who's going to give you your last drop of water.
That's right. That's right. Right. You know, and I took that to heart. I take that to heart. And I teach my children that. Even when people do you wrong, now and you got to do all this letting them slap you on the other side and back of your head, front and top.
Oh, no. I'm not saying all that.
What I'm saying is if you know that fire is burning, touch it and it's hot. So you know it's hot,
yeah.
Don't go back and touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back and touch it again. You just sit there and watch it and just see what it does. But you don't have to go touch it. So in saying that, everything that is spoon-fed to you, you do not have to swallow in life.
Yes.
And I tell my kids all the time, you do not have to make yourself dumb for someone else to feel better about themselves. That is their internal battle if they feel you're too smart to be around them or that you're too smart, period. You do not turn yourself down to make someone else feel better. That is not what is intended for you in how you should use your gift. And your gift might be smart, brain smarts. Your gift might be, and you know, people say this all the time. You could be so book smart that you don't have any sense. I don't think that. I just think that some people's common sense is just not so common to others. And I think that those who have good sense, they try to show it to those who don't have good sense. And anytime you try to show someone something that they actually do believe and practice every day, that you are the crazy one. So we got to work on that. We're going to treat each other, especially men. We have to work on how we treat each other. We have to work on it. Our women, y'all have camaraderie that I have never, ever understood. But we can really iffy each other too, which has to be worked on. You know, no one has time for a bunch of silliness when it comes to progression and rebuilding the community and trying to uplift people. You can't do that if you're fighting one another as grown adults.
Jay, I was going to say something.
So,
man,
I appreciate everything you're doing.
Yeah, Jay, I was going to say something. This is something that I've always wanted, and hopefully it will come past. It will come to pass one day. I would love for an all-out music festival in Gastonia with all the hot bands to have a jam session. All
like a two-day festival.
A two-day festival. Just jamming out, having fun. No competition. Just straight-up love. Everybody together. That is something I've always wanted to see in this city.
Let's try to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Let's try to make it happen because it is something that can happen. And, you know, some of those that have issues with what we're doing, if they don't want to be a part of it, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're not going to talk about you. We're not going to bash you. We're just going to continue to give the very best in entertainment. And we're going, I mean, because music is like the most universal languages in the world. It can tell you how glad you're going to be, how happy you're going to be, how sad you're going to be, how mad you're going to be.
Exactly.
Make you laugh, cry,
exactly.
Giggle.
Yeah.
It's so universal in the effect that it has on the human mind and heart it is. So we need to start using that and use it the right way.
Platinum Vibe is a movement. But we also are a love movement. We want to show love to everybody. It's time out for all the hating and backbiting and talking about people. It's time to come together like the song People All Over the World, Join Hands. It's a love train. That's what music is. It's a love.
That's right.
It's a universal love that everybody can share. And it don't cost nothing.
Don't cost a thing. Don't cost a thing. What do you think? What? Why do you think it's like that here in this area?
My honest opinion, it goes back to the crowd mentality, but I also feel that it's a lot of intimidation by certain people. Certain people don't want to see certain people grow. Certain people want to see people at the bottom. It's time out for that. We're not getting any younger. We're getting older. It's time out to throw out the old and bring in the new. It's time for us to become what we always have been destined to be, music loving people. And we show that love that we listen to Bruno Mars on the radio, or show that love that we listen to Michael Jackson and Prince to each other, man, this world would be, we wouldn't have to worry about nothing.
No. No, we would. What's up, T? I see Minister T. Breeze and Dandrick's on here. What's up, fellas? How's it going, D? You know, and just in those few names there, those great artists there also, you know, so.
Like T. Breeze, I mean, Gaston, y'all sleeping on some people with gifts. Dandrick Green, I mean, if you wasn't at the festival, you missed out on a treat. I mean, Dandrick Green plays in the military, and he's a teacher. And the guy came down here, and he gave 110. He was entertainment. He entertained the crowd. He got the crowd entwined with the band. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so much talent in this area. I'm up in Asheville, and this is one of the most eclectic musical places you're going to find in North Carolina. And I'm telling you, the vibe could be universal. We all just got on the same page, musicians, and show love to each other. It would be on a whole different plateau.
That's right. I know Minister T-Breeze put in the chat that a lot of click area. He said lots of people want support but do not support others, and that is very true.
The theater should have been packed that Saturday. It should have been packed. But what we had the right vibe and the right people at the theater that day.
Yes, sir.
But it
should have
been standing room only, because that show was top-notch quality. It was top-notch quality. Alana. I mean, you had international music at the festival.
Right.
Yeah, Bali, a lot of people have heard of Bali. If Bali had been back in the 90s, you would understand Bali. Bali has a 90s vibe. That's just who he is. He makes good music. Everybody.
Yeah, like a New Jack Swing.
All day. A Genuine, H-Town.
Yeah.
That's Bali's vibe. You got different decades of music and musicians. I mean, like you said, them guys, the guys are grateful. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're unbelievable, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Unbelievable. I see the correlation with them and T's, because they're both, like, just hot artists. And the message is crystal clear. But people don't seem to get the message is crystal clear. And, you know, sometimes we got to stop bobbing our heads and start listening to the message, because we're so used to bobbing our heads. We're so used to bobbing our heads, we forget the message. Chuck D's complaint is that we listen to the bass line and we listen to the beat, but we don't hear the message behind the beat. And that's missed the whole boat when that happens.
Exactly.
So I think we have to do a better job at understanding that there is a message that we're trying to get out when that bass hit.
And what I love about music is where we both came from. It was two things that's going to wind up in our town where we came from. We would either wind up in jail or wind up dead. And we came up in that environment. And music was my refuge. It was my refuge. Just like
mine,
you know, people,
too, man. Mine
people
too.
People don't know who you really are. They really don't.
I know they don't.
They don't know.
No, they I use this platform for you guys. I don't use it for me. I do get my point, my views across, and I get what I need to say out, but I use this platform for you guys. I want you guys to have the platform, get things out, to share your music, share your gifts, bring people on, and, you know, sorry about that, y'all. And, you know, it's something that really, really near and dear to my heart.
Oh, I definitely know it's dear to your heart, man, but I want to throw this out there. Any bands in the Gaston County area, Gastonia, Shelby, Charlotte, if you guys are interested in doing a music festival in Gastonia, I mean, all of us coming together, jam sessions, let it be known. Let Jay know. Comment. Let's make this happen. It definitely needs to be done in this area.
Yeah, I agree. Let's make it a two-day event. We have close to 60 bands that play because they're here.
Oh, yeah.
They're here. And I think that it would be something that would be great for the area. I think something that would be great for the culture. Since we're on that bandwagon now, we're doing everything for the culture. So for those that use that, don't use that if you're not doing things for the culture, if you're just doing things
exactly.
for yourself. Because
exactly.
you got a lot of people who talk about this is about the culture. Yeah, it's about lining your pockets, too. So if you
exactly.
really want to do something for the culture, then you go to the people that you disagree with. If you really believe in what Dr. King, Malcolm X, Mega Evers, Rosa Parks, all of them done, then you do the things that they done. They sat at the table with the people that are oppressing them. We're not getting oppressed by each other. But we're
exactly.
making it hard on each other. We don't want to sit down. We don't want to sit down with the people that we call the enemy. We have to. That is the only way we're going to show that you have grown up enough to move past what's going on or what's happened in the past. So it doesn't happen again. And I'm going to leave that right there. Because I can get on my soapbox
yes.
to 60, and I don't want to do that right now. Zach,
right,
I appreciate
now.
You, brother. I appreciate you for
brother,
coming
I
on
love
the show.
You, man, I see you in 2 weeks. Again, Legacy Event Center, 28th.
Yes, sir.
We got a big event coming, and the 30th. Come support Platinum Vibes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bob, before you go, Minister T. Breeze. He wants to get an unplugged with Platinum Vibes during doing his tracks. I think that would be dope.
Tell Minister T. Breeze to come through Saturday night.
I think that would be dope getting through his stuff and doing an unplug of Minister T. Breeze. Talk about that. We'll talk about that because I think that's a dope idea. You guys preparing for him during an unplug, and boy, I'm telling you, we get. Or something I don't even know if I'm ready for. So, thank you, brother. We will get together. We will be at your practice tomorrow, but I will talk to you off the air. So, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man, and continue to do what you do.
Enjoy your weekend.
All right, brother.
All right, bro.
All right, so, guys, you heard it. The 28th, Lake Vince. Platinum Vibes will be playing at the event. Then on the 30th, they will definitely have their coming out party, which will be at the Legacy Event Center. Two tickets will be $10. They will be going to sell real soon. You guys do not want to miss that. It is going to be a great event where you can go and have fun and listen to great music and get the vibe that I've gotten from them. And it's really phenomenal. All right? Thank you guys for checking out the show. Please continue to check the show out. Go to these platforms and listen to the All New J Radio Show podcast. They're only like maybe 4 to 5 minutes long. Some of them will be longer than that. But go check out these podcasts, y'all. Check them out. Click, like, share, and follow. That's all I need. That's all I need for you to do. Click like and follow and share. That's all you need to do. And I think we will climb that ladder together. And I think we will be able to do some things that we have not been able to accomplish in this area. And that is nothing but growth, that is, and great love for the community and one another. That's what we need to do. I want everyone to have a very happy Easter. Remember what you're celebrating. Remember that it's not just one day. It's about every day. It's about all day long. And you can take it out one day. If you do, you're not celebrating the right things. And you're just celebrating what someone tells you. But if it's in your heart, you'll celebrate it each and every day. And it'll look through and people will be able to see. So as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you. Love of God because he gets to eat and every day. Check out the show on Monday. It was going to be a killer show. I have Cheryl Little brought John on the show, and she's going to talk about what's going on. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. You guys have definitely been live day. See you next week.